Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Rayshan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. Today, I want to consider geese. Because where we live at Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, and when everybody comes in and drops their dogs off and they drive up and turn around, you can see the ponds next door at the greenhouses and you can see all the geese. And in our lower pasture, where the creek comes through and there's underground springs that come up, there's mud. And we're going to talk about mud yet. It's spring. I associate spring and mud. But there are little estuaries, if you will, this little pondy kind of things, mud holes, little water mud puddles, if you will, out in the middle of the pasture where it gets low and the grass is there. And the geese really like these things because it's this marshy, swampy looking stuff and they want to lay their eggs there. Well, anybody who's been around geese know that they can be just vicious when it comes to protecting their nest and their eggs. And geese pair off. And so we have a couple pairs of geese that come down, and every year they come back and they try to do their little nests down in the pasture. And then it is almost game on because the dogs and the geese and the sounds and just the pure joy and the pure hatred is just all right there. Mother Nature has this planned. Our neighbor has a dog. The dog is a golden retriever, and I'm going to tell on him. Because he made us smile. And I think he made his owners just shake their head and go, oh, Lordy, not again. So they come down, they go to the greenhouse, they do their things down there, and the greenhouse ponds have lots of geese on them. And the golden retriever is young, yeah, 2, 3, 4, right in that pocket. And he was following his owner up on the ATV, and he comes down in the mornings and goes back up at lunch and comes back down, and the dog goes with the ATV, and they're going back, and things are at the greenhouse are starting to happen and really get going over there, and I'm really excited because, just as a sidebar, for us across the street, you can see these long, glowing, amethyst-looking crystals that are the greenhouses at night with the grow lights on, but they look like amethyst crystals, and they're so pretty, and that and the peepers are the first signs of spring. So the peepers, the geese, the lights, the mud, it's all there. And the dog's going up and down the driveway, coming down to go to work, going up to go back to the house, coming down to go to work a couple times a day. He made me smile and laugh. And this is why we have pets, right? The freedom and the joy. And you could just see him balancing in his head. I'm going to do it. I really want to do it. I really shouldn't do it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be so much fun. Can't do it. I might get in trouble. How much is it worth? And you can just see the struggle going on in his head. And all of a sudden, you can just hear him go, I don't care. And jumps in the water into the pond. The geese fly off and you hear, because the geese, when they take off like that in a mass, make this huge sound. And he's swimming for all it's worth. And the geese are flying and telling him all about it. I am so sure. Then you see the ATV stop and you see his owner turn around and look at him. And I couldn't hear what was said. But you just see it and you see the dog go, I did so good and I really thought about it before I did it. I didn't ask permission, but I did it because I didn't ask permission because I knew you'd say, you're going to get wet and stinky, but I did it. And as the geese start coming back, he turns around and swims back at him and goes, go, be free, run. So instead of retrieving, he was chasing and it was absolutely hysterical. The takeaway for this for me was sometimes don't you just look at it and go, yeah, it's worth it. I'm going to do it and just to the wind with the consequences. And isn't that some of the beauty of life is sometimes you just kind of throw it to the wind and go, yeah, let's go for it. And when that happens, do you get a smile? The regrets can come later, but you just get that smile. I'm sure he got a very good bath at the end of that and probably some words of, oh my gosh, why did you do this? But just the freedom to go, yeah, let my soul run free for just a few minutes and chase the geese off. Nobody's going to get hurt. Nothing's going to happen. I'm going to get a bath anyway. You know, sometimes go out and chase the geese, blow the fluff on the dandelion. Have the piece of chocolate, get the second cup of coffee, take the walk, and have a good belly laugh. Whether it's your dog rolling, just roll with it for just a little bit. It's gonna be a bath. You're gonna be okay. But take the dog's philosophy. Just let it go for a little bit. Weigh it, measure it, and set it free. Have some laughter and enjoy yourself. I hope you chase some geese today. Keep your nose down, your tails up, and keep it on path. I hope you find geese. See you soon.